Global markets head into Friday with a more defensive tone as investors balance renewed geopolitical risk in the Middle East against what has otherwise been a resilient macro and earnings backdrop. The U.S. dollar is firmer alongside higher treasury yields, while the key scheduled event is today's U.S. employment report, which could materially reshape expectations for the Fed's next move. Fed commentary has continued to lean hawkish, with the St. Louis Fed president warning that inflation risks remain tilted higher and arguing against allowing financial conditions to remain too accommodative. In FX, specifically, the dollar's rebound has weighed on euro-dollar back towards the 115 area and the cable rate into the mid-134s. Dollar-yen is holding around the 150 area after the recent U.S.-Japan intervention temporarily strengthened the yen, though disappointing Japanese household spending has reinforced doubts about how quickly the BOJ can tighten policy. The Australian dollar has also backed away from recent highs, with solid Chinese trade figures providing some support, but broader risk aversion and dollar demand limiting upside. Geopolitics is once again becoming a more important market driver. Saudi Arabia has reportedly warned of the risk of imminent coordinated attacks against energy and other infrastructure, while uncertainty continues around efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Despite diplomatic efforts involving Iran and Oman, shipping activity through the Strait of Hormuz remains severely disrupted, leaving markets vulnerable to another sharp repricing of the geopolitical risk premium. Oil has responded, with WTI trading up 1.5%, although crude remains on course for a second consecutive weekly decline as markets continue to price some prospect of eventual de-escalation. Equities are showing greater caution after Thursday's softer Wall Street session, when the Dow underperformed and both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ edged lower following their recent runs to fresh record territory. Asian markets have followed with a weaker tone, particularly in technology and AI-related shares, as geopolitical concerns combined with some profit-taking in previously strong sectors. The immediate focus now shifts to that already mentioned U.S. non-farm payrolls report. Following June's modest 57K payroll gain and this week's softer ADP reading, another weak employment report could challenge the recent rise in treasury yields and could quickly undermine the dollar. Conversely, resilient payrolls and firm wage growth would reinforce the Fed's inflation concerns, keeping yields and the dollar supported while presenting a more difficult backdrop for equities and gold. That's all for now.